Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, the international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, this your boy DJ Smells So Good. Yeah, we live, people. And, yeah, the motherfucking Toyota dealership. I'm at the Toyota dealership today with my mama. And, we're trying not to get swindled out of a car. And, you know, trying to get on the road. The damn Lexus done broke down on us, so. And it's got 3,000 more miles. Well, 09. Yeah, so we out here discussing the car, people. He trying to show us a damn 09, the same fucking car, but it's a goddamn 09 and shit. So I only live once, people, you know. I only live once, so. Hello, people. Hey, Ma. Yeah. How the hell motherfucker gonna call me? Listen, people. I'm live on the radio, but I'm like super remote right now. So, you know, I ain't got no computer, no nothing to be running no switchboard or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all gotta bear with me. Y'all know how I do. You know what I'm saying? Super remote style. You know what I'm saying? And motherfucker, listen, people. You got to watch out for what we just experienced, you know what I'm saying, is a motherfucker coming out, and we at the goddamn car dealership. My mama just bought a fucking home, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you the price she paid for it, but she just bought a townhouse, paid, you know what I'm saying, paid cash for it, paid it off, you know what I'm saying, and you know, paid all her goddamn, I mean, what is the point of paying your fucking bills off if you can't come nowhere and just get the fuck you want? That's what the whole fucking point is. So, you know what I'm saying, she's selling it for an 04, a 2004, the same exact goddamn vehicle, but one's a 2004, and they want 10,000 for it, you know what I'm saying? And the other one is and it's got 17,000 miles on it, and it's an 04, but then they got an 09, you know what I'm saying, with 20,000 motherfucking miles on it, and they want 14,000 for it, though. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of... I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But the only thing I know is that is she got a new vehicle, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a blessing, people. You get over 50 years old, and you got the time and the opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, step your game up or your car game up. Go ahead, man. Just, you know, we ain't really tripping on it, shit. Once you're over that 10 anyway, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? You might as well get the fuck you want. So, I mean... You know, it's a nice car, you know what I'm saying? Look good, look nice, you know what I'm saying? So we gotta do something, you know what I'm saying? And the damn 92 Lexus is out the door, so you know what I'm saying? And that's the other thing. You gonna get a damn car, I'll tell her at least get a 2000 and above. But don't go off and get no 98 because it was a 92 and shit, thinking that's that, you know what I'm saying? Like you done upgrading and shit, like you done went up to something, you know, higher grade. So go up, you know, anytime you do that, go up to like at least a 2000, 2001, because people, we in 2010, so shit, if you even getting a 2000, you know what I'm saying, that means that motherfucker is 10 years old, all to the ready. You know what I'm saying? Already 10 years old. So, you know, don't go through that. You know what I'm saying? Go, go ahead and you know, get your name, get what you can afford for one thing. You know what I'm saying? People be coming out here and you know, getting a little lawsuit, like my father get a goddamn $50,000 lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? And think they got money, and then come and look at a goddamn $30,000 car. You know what I'm saying? What is the point of that though? They come out, you know, bought a $30,000 car, and you still got them goddamn $500-$700 motherfucking insurance payments and all that shit on the goddamn premium vehicle. See what I'm saying? So every time, you know, you might look at that Mustang and it looks cheap, but then the goddamn insurance for that motherfucker is what's hitting you across the head. You know what I'm saying? And the maintenance. You know, and that's the other thing you got to look at after the fact of buying the car. It's the maintenance of it. You know what I'm saying? Is this a vehicle that I will be able to service myself? Can I see the goddamn oil? You know what I'm saying? The oil filter and shit, then to be able to do an oil change on it. You know, there's just certain key things that you need to know. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I do like about Toyota and what they gave you is this new shit that they got, Carfax. You can go to CarfaxOnline.com, and you can type in the year, make, model of the vehicle. If you got all that information, plug all the information in, and they'll tell you everything that you want to know about the vehicle. You know what I'm saying? It was one owner. Matter of fact, I got to go in here and find out the Carfax on this 09, because this bitch had two owners, and this is an 09, something motherfucking wrong. You know what I'm saying? Must be a brand new damn vehicle. And what, 20,000 miles coming in at? And it's an 09. And then the 04. You know what I'm saying? High in the hill. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? Mom, you know what I'm saying? She needs to get around. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? So just be wise, people. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Just be wise when you go out and be shopping for cars. The motherfucker gonna try to, when we first came out, he tried to throw us in a goddamn, what the fuck was that? 2003, I think that bitch was an 03 act or something like that. And I cranked that motherfucker out, man. That bitch, look, people, there's three things you got to motherfucking check. Underneath the car, underneath the hood, and the way that bitch runs. Them the three things you need to check. You know what I'm saying? And truck space, if you know, if you into that type of shit. But those three key things is what you need to check. You know what I'm saying? You need to make sure that those things are certified. And, you know what I'm saying? And so when I looked under the car, I mean, the first thing I did was pop the truck. You know what I'm saying? Look underneath the car. If you see a whole bunch of motherfucking Armorall and all that bullshit sprayed up fucking well, you might want to look at another car. All right, they're hiding something. You know what I'm saying? They don't fix something, and they trying to cover that shit up with all the little Armorall fluke spray and shit. You know what I'm saying? So fuck that. Find something else. So we moved on from that one and found another vehicle. You know what I'm saying? When I sat into that one, the bitch smelled like, I don't know, like 400 kids done threw up in the back seat of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And eight dogs shitting in the front. But damn. Yeah, it was a putrid. A very putrid smell, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, but, you know, it's just how the Lord works, you know what I'm saying? You'll never know what the Lord got in store for you, you know what I'm saying? You might just want to see if you're going to be happy, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, 4,000 more, hell, we went up 5 years, you know what I'm saying? And got a brand new car, you know what I'm saying? For 4,000 more, you know, you got an 09, so, well. You know, can you, is it a loss or is that a lookout? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at the car, the 09 looked better than the damn 04. Paint job looked cleaner. Little rims on it looked cleaner. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's kind of all in your perception. I test drove the motherfucker. We drove down the street. The bitch drove good. So you can only imagine if the 04 drove good like that, you know what I'm saying, how the 09 going to drive. So, you know, hey. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you might go in with your heart set. My mom, you know, she had her heart set. She wanted a sunroof. You know what I'm saying? She had specific things that she really wanted. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to settle for what you can get. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's kind of what she did. You know what I'm saying? And damn sure ain't a loss. You know what I'm saying? 2,000 motherfucking nine. Man, I don't see how you lose it. You know what I'm saying? When I'm out here looking at 08s and all these other kind of motherfucking bullshit cars, you know what I'm saying? For, let me give y'all a couple of prices out here. These motherfuckers got the red tags on. This is an 09 with 12,000 miles, black Sion two-door. I ain't even got a price tag on that.
That look like somebody's personal vehicle.
I don't care how much
they got the shit inside. 12,000 miles, four-cylinder, 2009.
They ain't got no price tag. Ain't showing the price for what this is. That's a six-cylinder. They got a six-cylinder out of here. 8,000, but that business is an old three. You know what I'm saying? That's a Buick. You know what I'm saying? Look like John New car. Actually, shit. That might have asked John New how much you paying for her shit. Because, damn. She got one out of here. Dirt motherfucking cheap. That is crazy. Yeah, you got to look at a lot of cars. You know what I'm saying? They got a Carfax price on them now, too. So, some cars be having different prices. You know what I'm saying? You got the regular car dealership price, then you got the Carfax price, which is like, you know, the what they call the Kelley Blue Book, Blue Book value. You know what I'm saying? That's what all car dealerships go off of, Kelley Blue Book value. So what they do is, you know what I'm saying, they look at this Blue Book, which is just basically got a whole bunch of different years and stuff in it, you know what I'm saying, of different makes and models of cars. And then, that shit, they're leaking. And then they compare the value, you know what I'm saying, with other cars and shit. So, and then that's how you come up with the Kelley Blue Book value. So, but it's good. It's good for comparison, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to be overpriced and paying for something. You know what I'm saying. Now this is I'm looking at an 08 Nissan Altima, 34,000 miles, with 20,661 price tag on. That's an 08. Now, she just got an 09, or she's getting an 09 for 14, you know what I'm saying, with 20,000 miles on it. So, and probably more than likely, it's one owner, you know what I'm saying. We're going to get the Carfax real quick and check the Carfax facts on it. And I'll come back out and discuss the Carfax facts, because I don't want to be talking all loud in the people's establishment on the phone, you know. So we got to keep it incognito, you know. You don't want to put everybody in your business, in your business, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hold on, people, and see if we can get the Carfax. What's up? Oh, what other one? I want the one for the new. New Carfax? Why you don't? Got a Carfax for everything. If it got registered, it's got a Carfax to it. got a Carfax to it. If it came here yesterday, it's got a Carfax to it. You hear a lot of people inside of Toyota of Tampa Bay. And, you know, we're trying to get on this road, you know what I'm saying? And give it a go. So, big shout out to give them some free advertisement. Y'all hit up Joe Jacquez, 813-933-6402. Y'all looking for a deal. And, it's going down, you know. Everybody tripping, you know what I'm saying? Gonna do a radio show live inside the car place. That's how you do it. Y'all know how we do it live right here, man. Do it live right here on radio, you know what I'm saying? So, if y'all happen to be down here, man, I'll let the brothers, you know what I'm saying? You know, show brothers some business. That's, we have the Toyota Tampa Bay, man. 1101 East Fletcher Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Down here in Tampa, Florida, 33612. Or you can hit them up. That's jacquez86@msn.com. It's JACQUES number 86, and that's at msn.com. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Joseph Jacquez. You know, and it's a $50 referral fee, goddammit. So, if y'all motherfuckers if y'all motherfuckers do some business with them, make sure you motherfucking let them know it smells so good. Goddamn attention. You already know the name. He done laughed 400 times. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my little referral bonus off of that. Yeah, you know, $50. Just a little $50. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that. You know? Let me get that. So. Yeah, man. This is an experience when it comes to the call out, because you got to know, you know what I'm saying, what you're looking at, what you're looking for, what not to look at, what not to look for, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of elements, you know what I'm saying, wrapped all up in one. You know what I'm saying, when it comes to deciding to get you a car and everything. And shout out to motherfucking IB. IB the wise one hit me up and shit while I was live inside the arena fighting with the Lions, you know what I'm saying, trying to get Maul the best deal. Because honestly, if I wasn't him, she probably would have drove off with the first motherfucking thing to do. Was like, yeah, this nice, this runs smooth. Shit don't run smooth. Shit was trembling like a motherfucker. Shit. Trying to goddamn throw a bitch like anything. And they come with this certified shit, certified pre-owned, or if it's just, I'm like, what the hell is that? So you just got a car out there on the lot, but it ain't certified, though. What the hell kind of shit is that? But that's that makes the difference when you goddamn want a truck. Nice, though. That makes the difference when you try to, you know, do your wheel and deal thing, so, you know. But I guess we're going to be rolling after a while, and yeah, that's what we doing. I see him jumping in the cart, pulling off, and voila! Oh, thought he was going somewhere. Oh, I guess they're going to settle up the debt, and yeah, people, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? We rolling. You know? And, get her back on the road, because it's sure enough be killing me. Boy, I know if anybody out there ever shared transportation before, boy, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sharing transportation is a B-notch. And, yeah. Yeah, it's a real bitch. But, it is, you know, it is a blessing when you want to, you know what I'm saying, get your this swerve on. What's up? Okay.
So I'm saying,
But what if she goes through her credit union?
I told her that I would give her a credit after the credit, too.
To go through there? Yeah.
We'll try this first. Of course, this is Toyota.
Okay. That's what we tell them?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. All right, well, what time you normally get out of there?
9:30.
Oh, okay. Damn, he almost had an accident. What the hell? Yeah. What are we waiting
on? I'm going to work out
there. Oh.
I understand that. Come on, this man needs to sell a real car.
Yeah, we done found one just. We don't find the demo. They weren't even supposed to be fine. That's why I was sitting over there like
that. And then on the other hand, they were $4,000 more.
Yeah, I said that for 2009. Yeah.
That's dumb. I think you're thinking,
yeah.
No, I'm sorry, lady. You pay for your houses.
Yeah.
I can't put you.
Yeah, that's real. I seen that, though.
Trying to play it. This is what he's telling me. You know, you got the old credit and stuff, and the brain shake. They have to put your. Okay, let me understand this.
And I got old credit. I got to get into something new. I can't get into something old with my old credit, which is that's what normally when you come to a dealership, that happens. It's all they're going to offer you is the used car side. You know what I'm saying?
You got to put me in a brand new
car. People, what you just heard here was the first time probably ever in history that we got kicked off a used car lot and forced to buy a new car because of our bad credit rating. Or excuse me, a zero credit. That's what he said. You got zero credit. How you got a zero credit rate? I mean, when you pay all your bills off, don't that take it up to a 5-something? A 30, 20, something like that. I don't know the number. You know, I just heard about them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people, it's a blessing everywhere you go, though. You know, you just got to thank the Lord. And, you know, pound for pound, I mean, we spend an hour, you know what I'm saying? And in an hour's time, you know, in the end, you know, your blessing in the sky is always, it always shines. You never know, you know what I'm saying, what your heart desires. It desires, but dang what's necessary right for you, you know what I'm saying? Because the car that we looked at, that was her dream car, was the worst car on the lot. You know, it was the worst car on the lot, people. So, and it's, no, I ain't even talking about that one. I'm talking about the first one, because that was trembling. The second one, it ran smooth, but it smelled like 1,800 kids had a throw-up ball in. Now, Ma, we don't need no barf bags. We're just going to, let it out right here. Oh, that diaper, it's throwing in the back seat. Just throw it out. We don't need a trash. Just throw that diaper. Open end. Yeah, just throw it right down the seat. That's what we were smelling people with. Yeah. All right, I need that. That's what I don't understand. Yeah, if you on the new side, because that ain't, no, that's a, it's an 09, but it's still a pre-owned, though. Yeah, it's not an old, because see, 09 over here is probably 20,000. You know what I'm saying? A brand new 09. Probably like 2024. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me see if I see one. Yeah, how much they want for a brand new one. But they don't even have price tags on. Price. Now you get a price tag on a car, people, to see how much a brand new one would actually run a brand new 09 Toyota Corolla. It's the same thing they're trying to put the mom in. So. Let's see if we can get a brand new 2010 price. Let's see how much the 2010s are. All right, people, we got a 2010 that's running at 18,380, which comes to 19,000. So yeah. Yep. Spend about 5,000 less, you know what I'm saying, for another year and shit. So actually we end up paying 4,000 more to go up 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's been a good deal. And working. Yeah, that's over there, 19,000 for the 2010. 2010. 19. Bought a firewall, brother. Trade it in. That's a 2010.
Huh?
I bet that's a 2010. With taxes, wow. Still, it's going to come back to about 16. Like the deal of this, keep getting sweeter, sweeter.
Ah, there
goes he.
That's a Christian deal. sunroof.
Just put a sunroof in and play.
Knock
on.
There you go.
For that, praise.
Hey.
All right, people. Well, we made a car purchase, but they're taking a little too long in all the so-called approval process. You let a white folk come up here with alimony, full bankruptcy, child support, and all the other kind of stuff. They get approved in 10 minutes. They'll be out here driving. But they know these people just going to get caught up in the loophole. Not going, you know what I'm saying, they love to be in debt. They ain't looking for people that like to pay their debt off. They looking for people that just love to stay in debt, love to do that bare minimum, that $25 a month, you know, just to get by. And that's how they make their money. They don't make their money off of people that pay their bills on time, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't no interest there. They need to make money off of the interest and the late fees. You ain't providing that service, you're shortchanging them. And now people just starting to, you know, money manage since they see the crisis, so-called crisis hit. People are money managing, you know what I'm saying? And saving their money. Just ain't wasting it on crap. So, yeah. Live old stars just smell of pride. Right out, DJ Spells. We super remote. Let's see how many Toyotas see on the road. There's a Toyota. Start see how many Toyotas you start seeing. Okay? You know when you get a car, you always notice your car. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I thought I was the only one with a Yugo. With a blue roof on it and a white door. No.
I know you want that car, but you know, I say this. A 2009, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Twist my arm with my bad credit self.
Yeah, it is a.
And the bank say, it wants you to get something you got to fix up.
The one owner, what you got to fix up on? Same exact car. Want to help somebody else.
No.
Yeah. Then I'll look at that. I mean, for that 5-year gap, you know what I'm saying? They going to charge another 5 just to get that 1-year gap, though, for the same exact year. No changes from the old 9 to the 16. You know what I'm saying? So what is it? The extra 5 for that? No, I'm saying from the 09, from the new one. From that 09 to that 2010, it's $5,000 more, you know what I'm saying, to go up a year, you know what I'm saying, or to go further in the year. Yeah.
Think about it now. You just go and bring and drop it off at the job. He looks at me. I know you're thinking about it. Then you like, you drop it. Put your idiot. Put your cell phone number.
You know, I'm sitting around looking at the different offices. Like, this nigga. Now, but one nigga up in here now. They ain't like you hard to spot. Took some clear windows. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking to the bank. There was two guys in that day. He was sweating. He said, don't be able to pull it over there. Man, you got
God, they pushed him up there. Okay, I mean, no, man, you can say it. You don't want to get to say, you don't want to tell us that. Boy, don't bless him, you know. Yeah, and he don't want to make himself the way I look, looking at it. Ain't nobody out there walking around. Talking about viral cops.
He was the only one out
there riding around. Right, probably saw us walk past the gym.
That's
what
they
do. No. Don't let your customers come into that place and think
that's a
car.
Then you walk in
there,
walking in there
with sales person. And they probably have to go door to door. Yep, and all them dudes, I mean,
all
sitting
them
down in the AC, chilling.
Oh, come on.
Like it ain't no potential. I know you, man, you want to pay some gas, homie. Talking about we done to come pick the car.
Hey!
Bring the car to the job, bro.
Who represents your face job? Okay. Well, I can go up to payroll, get copies of the check, and get references off the job. All right, and I got your fax number on your car, on your card, okay? Hold on. No.
Y'all hold on, please. We got to take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? I got to drop my arms off, but, you know, we'll be rolling a little later on.
Hold on. DJ smells so good.
First what?
DJ smells so good.
Who's on that?
DJ smells so good.
10,000.
That's what's wrong on
that? It don't matter to you, because...
Hello? It's time for a hostage takeover. What's that, smelly?
Yeah.
Hey, brother, you have hella people calling in. I'm going to bring up everybody who's on the phone line.
Oh, yeah, because I was giving my Carfax advice. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, brother, I got your back all day, every day. So that's
real. Hey, people, let me introduce y'all, man. This motherfucking Straight Low Records on Goofy Bone, Save El Vamon. You know what I'm saying? And, I appreciate that, homie, man. You know,
homie, no problem, man. I just woke up because last night.
I almost cried dry tears, man.
Hey, check this out, brother. Last night, Bruce, he wrote us a Be Legit blunt. And, man, that put us out to sleep before. I fell asleep on the show. I didn't even make the show last night.
Yeah, I know.
What? I got fucked up.
Eggnog. Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have DJ Potty Time up in the motherfucking house. Let's give it up for Potty Time, everybody.
Oh. Yeah,
shout out to Potty Time. No, don't laugh at Potty Time. Give it up for him, bitches.
Hey,
come
did
on.
You need this?
Did I what?
OPPO 2004?
Yeah, see, that's more like it, though. You know, that's the love. Yeah, you motherfucker didn't come out
for
the show last night.
Hey,
but that's
Doc,
okay.
How you doing?
Hey, Potty Time, I apologize for not coming to the show last night. I seen that there's a couple emails saying where the fuck was I.
Oh, yeah. You had quite a few people around here was upset with you last night. Man, I had a guest. I had a guest audience last night.
Did you have a guest audience last night? Son of a bitch.
And here's the funny part. We got some bullshit-ass elevator music. Man, what kind of shit was that? BTR talking about, oh, man, yeah, you want to speak to the host, press one. Well, goddamn, I didn't want to hear no elevator music.
That's my thing, though. If we don't call in, I mean, one of our old shows should just automatically start playing.
Yeah.
That's what I think should happen. You know what I'm saying? Just so the bitch won't hear just nothing. Just play a old-ass show.
Yeah, but
I don't think they smart enough for that. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have a show pre-programmed to set. If you're not ready for the show at 12, then you should have a preset show set until you come on, and then you can cut that. But no, they want to give you some bullshit elevator music.
That sounds nice.
What is this? And I mean, they played the whole show. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, they played the whole show. Number elevator music. I mean, we had 2 hours of the same song. I think I know that song now.
You wrote your own flavor to it.
Sound like the radio and shit. We're talking 94.1?
Oh, you think that's
funny? Same fucking hits, 2 hours back to back to back.
Okay, so tell me this. What happened to Ceddie J last night then? What, both of y'all was on the same block or something?
Oh, I don't know. Why would that be?
I ain't hear Ceddie J up on the air at all either.
DJ Party Time's calling in with all the complaints.
Where's the DJ Party Time? Fuck up.
Nah, it's a fuck up.
Not against blog talk and shit. This is against us and shit. Man, you motherfuckers. that's the complaints we get and shit. You motherfuckers went out. Kind of shit is this?
And then he gonna said his show did the same shit. Oh yeah, the show starts in 1 hour. Okay, we had elevator music for 2. What? You know what I'm saying? I like what that. We ain't got nothing to do.
But if you ever call in the motherfucker and say the show starts in an hour, then you need to hang up and call back in an hour.
That was not, you didn't catch my point. The show starts in an hour. 2 hours later, you still listening to the same elevator music.
Oh, well, shit, still, nigga, you sat on the whole hour, goddammit. Well, it wasn't even the show supposed to be on.
No, I wasn't on for an hour. I called to find out what time the show was starting. Then when I called back to speak to your host, press one. Man, that elevator music, I said, man, I don't want to hear this song no more, man. I'm starting to learn that song, man. Blog Talk need to find a better song. You know what I'm saying?
A hype song or something. Put some hip hop.
I ain't lying. Give us some Trick Daddy or something.
Everybody want to rap nowadays in a fucking way. You know about that old bullshit goof. State Daddy is. Well, they got the white kids and shit. Got all the white kids to write a rap for. What the fuck is that dumb shit?
Yeah, you know what it is.
I don't know. It was so stupid. I was like, damn, white folks, y'all went from hating fucking rap to goddamn. Now 60-year-olds doing the goddamn Soulja Boy and 75-year-olds trying to motherfucking come out with an album and shit. What the fuck going on?
Well, it's that
hip-hop. Nigga, this is hip-hop. No, nigga, it's hip-hop, not hip-hop. No, this is for the old people, though. Yeah, this is just for the old people. It's called hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So we make our hip-hop. You hear that popping? That's that artificial hip I got put in right there. It's like, pop. This is hip-hop. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Apparently they don't know.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. So San Jose, man, what's going on now? What is it like in the old Cali today? Hello? Groovy. The hell a motherfucker's gonna call in and run the goddamn show and then run off the damn show. What kind of shit is that? Alright. Party time, you feel? What kind of shit is that? The hell is everybody that? Hell, if I still on the motherfucking show.
Well, I tell you like this, I don't know what happened.
Oh, what the fuck happened? Goof. Oh, Goof is gone. What the hell is happening?
I don't know what he was up to.
All right. Well, shit. People, we remote right now, you know, some live at 813. And I had to beam down, you know what I'm saying, from the, off the Starship for a little while because I'm down here. I got to go buy some blunts and shit. They don't sell the cigarillos I smoke. They don't sell them in space and shit at the little local space
liquor
store and shit.
Yeah, I noticed that going there. They want to have the kind they want. Like, that's going to help us out.
And the Splicker Stove. It's called the Splicker Stove, people. Space Liquor Stove. It's called the Splicker Stove. So when y'all come up, you know what I'm saying, y'all ever take a tour and shit, you know, and you be like, man, we can get something to drink, man. I'll be like, well, we're going to the Splicker Stove. What the fuck is the Splicker Stove, nigga? The Space Liquor Stove. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even liquid, though. You know what I'm saying? The alcohol is actually powder. But when you eat a powdered cube, that shit like hitting a whole motherfucking cup of gin and juice, boy. You get fucked up. Fucked up. Yeah. It's like space food. You know, you can't have liquid in space. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no liquids in space. Everything is dry product. Not what the fuck they call it. Not freezing dry. Vacuum. Vacuum. Is it vacuum sealed? Vacuum packed? Yeah. Everything, you know how they dehydrate, rehydrate, or whatever the fuck they call it.
I got a question. Well, how you get dehydrated in space?
By going the opposite of hydration.
Oh, so it's dehydration. Okay, I see how it is.
Yeah, go by going backwards, you know what I'm saying? You hit me up last night, but, you know, I talked to the storm and shit yesterday, you know what I'm saying? He fucked up. I need to go over there and see him at the house, but the motherfucker talking about he got a cold and shit, so I'm like, I ain't coming to see you at the house. I just have to talk to you on the phone. I know you're alive. I'm cool. So, you know, yeah. He needs to give him one of those
cold remedies. Help get him up.
He can't even motherfucking hold water down, let alone that everything else. Nah, I wouldn't even want
that's
to put
all
that on
natural,
the phone, bro.
All natural.
he ain't in that state to be able to handle that even that medication. In a bad way. They sent him when he went to the hospital, he said he got off the motherfucking bus. He fell on the way to the bus three times. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to the club and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he said his body kept, you know what I'm saying, was so weak and shit. But I'm like, bro, you
saying no.
Yeah, but for the past 6 months, you know what I'm saying, you ain't been on your insulin. Diabetics out there, you have to stay on your fucking insulin. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep your health up. No fried foods. You know what I'm saying? No pork. No fucking candy. You know what I'm saying? Not a bunch of sweets, chips, and all that fuck shit. And everything that I'm describing is what this man... on the top of that special medication, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was ingesting every day, you know what I'm saying? With no water intake, though, which is really fucking him up because he just didn't have the water intake, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It kind of put everything in a big jam, you know what I'm saying? It put everything in a whirl. So,
So how did the event go last night? What was the deal?
It went straight, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ever want to come down and hang out, a good show Tuesday nights, you know what I'm saying? Or you can check it out live on TampaRap.com. That's TampaRap.com. And y'all dumbass heads up, kids. Fucking playing around. They ain't even looking and shit.
Well, we was going to advertise it on the no-show last night, but you know.
it went straight. Shots out the creek. Shout out to Miss John New for hosting, you know what I'm saying? She did an excellent job. Added some spice to it, you know what I'm saying? Some eye candy appeal. And
baby. John New.
Shout out to Reese Deuce. Shout out to Bobby Treacherous. Shout out to Reese is a new white boy, you know what I'm saying? He got a new mixtape out. It's called Judge Me, you know what I'm saying? And he came up there and he held it down, you know what I'm saying? He did his thing. And I applaud any white boys out there that ain't trying to be an Eminem or ain't trying to be a motherfucking Stilla Vanilli or Vanilla Rice. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that motherfucking name was. Vanilla Rice.
Vanilla Nice. No.
Yeah, Vanilla Vanilla Not Nice, man. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody came out and had a good time, blessed the mic, you know what I'm saying, and did a good show, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, they working with us. Shouts out to Villa Mob, you know what I'm saying? Definitely in Sweet TC Promotions. You know what I'm saying? But being patient, y'all. Anytime you come into a new establishment, you can't, just because you come into the club, don't automatically mean that, you know, the sound system and everything is right and going to be booming. I had to bring my motherfucking receiver in there last night, which I got to go back and get my shit up out of there. But, the receiver keeps, the amp keep cutting off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you
too much power
is using a goddamn home stereo system in a goddamn club setting, and you're trying to put big-ass club speakers on it. It's not going to happen. Them damn 15s, I got 415 in my van. Yeah, those are house speakers. Those are house 15s. They look big, but the goddamn magnet is smaller than a piece of cornbread. So
that's all right. We can get up there and redo that. We can go ahead and upgrade them house speakers into club
But then you're going to have to get the club amp. Right now, I have a house amp to run house speakers. But trying to bring the house amp into the goddamn club to help these motherfuckers out, I'm about to tear my shit up, and I'm embarrassing myself because the damn shit keep cutting off, and motherfuckers, DJ, and people performing and shit, and motherfuckers don't know how to have proper mic etiquette and cuffing the fucking mic like they LL Cool J or some shit.
Oh, well, people trying to eat the mic?
Yeah, styling with the mic. You motherfuckers, artists out there need to understand, that big, long-ass black handle, that's not a sexual object. That is called a handle to hold the fucking microphone, not the shiny motherfucking ball that's on top of the bitch. You don't hold that, because if you hold that, that suppresses your motherfucking voice from being heard, and nobody can hear
you.
And it sounds all muffled. Plus, you get the ultimate, and that's feedback, which drives me crazy, because then I have to sit there and keep turning the fucking mic down, turning the mic up, because you take your hand off, turn the mic back up, because you put, hey. Fucking learn some mic etiquette.
Been trying to teach them that for years. You don't put your hand on the top of the mic. Have to have the mic that close to you. You don't even have to have the mic up to your mouth. The mic is just what it is to amplify your voice. You don't need to put your mouth in it, and it's amplifying your throat. We ain't trying to listen to your throat. We're trying to listen to your voice. It's a difference in the two.
Yeah. That shit there, I was like, damn, that shit sound kind of fucked up. But at the same time, hey, you got work with what you have, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I told them once before, tell them again. You pay for it, you get it. If you don't want to pay for it.
Come on, man, it's a green light. The fuck wrong with you?
What, he stopping at a green light?
Yeah, you know how old people get when they're on the road, man. What the hell?
Yeah. Some little 3'11" lady driving this big old Cadillac can't barely see over the steering wheel.
Yeah, well, this dude just got a damn Impala, like a 2000 something. But he's driving the motherfucker like that bitch of 76.
Damn, like that?
Yeah.
Shit, what the hell, Goofy went up because his ass. What
the fuck is kids doing out of school so damn early? Could they have half or something?
Shit, I don't know. It's about the what? I don't know. Probably is a half
1 o'clock. Yeah, I ain't know, but at least one, so he still shouldn't be out. Yeah, hey, people, your kids no longer go to school. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers just, I don't know. You basically go to school for lunch, and then these motherfuckers out. No classes and shit. Just that was the class, lunchtime and shit. Like, they teach these motherfuckers how to eat and shit. Like, fuck is this, man? Kids don't even stay in school no more for a while.
I ain't lying. Shit, I don't know what to tell these motherfuckers nowadays. Kids, stay your ass in school. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
How can you stay in school when they don't wait for you to stay in school? Shit, because these motherfuckers shorten all the damn school hours. You know what I'm saying? Made it more difficult and everything, you know what I'm saying, for kids to even go to school. Now you got to
You got to down there beat a school for your kids to go to school. You got to send them with pens, paper. What the fuck is y'all? What the hell is school supplies? What the hell is school supplies even named that for? If I got to send toilet paper with my goddamn kid so he can wipe his motherfucking ass at school, what kind of shit is that? That ain't right. That ain't hell nah. But that's what's going on nowadays because of our administration wanting to put motherfucking wanting to put goddamn, you know, money into NASA and all this other kind of bullshit spending, but they're talking about we gotta cut spending, you know what I'm saying, on education. But we put more money back into the motherfucking prison, you know what I'm saying, to accommodate rapists, child molesters and all this other kind of wicked evil shit. But then when it comes to our own motherfucking kids and our future, you know what I'm saying, we cut that shit short. You know what I'm saying? We piss on it like it's a fire and shit. You know, that shit's fire, man.
He trying to tell a man society ain't acting right, man. They putting, like you say, they putting their money in the wrong situation. We don't need to be launching no damn shuttles up in motherfucking space. These kids need their education. They need to learn because basically all they going to end up is in those nice little new penitentiaries that they got. Kids ain't got nowhere to go. Kids ain't got nothing to do. I just don't get that. I really don't, you know. Sometimes I wonder, I mean, who's really running this? Who is really running this? The government ain't doing nothing. The administrations ain't doing nothing. But they always got answers on how to fix a problem when they are the problem. How you explain that?
Well, how you going to fix yourself?
Exactly.
Well, if that's the case, then we wouldn't have no problem here because everybody would be able to fix themselves and make shit right. What the hell is you going to motherfucking do? Y'all all are like four lanes and shit. I'm saying, I'm on a goddamn two-lane highway, and these bitches in four lanes. Explain that.
Must be wild load.
Yeah, confusion. These motherfuckers know they want to go straight. How you going to make a straight turn? How you trying to make a straight turn and shit? This is no such thing as a straight turn, people. Man.
We're going to make this reverse U-turn at this light right here. And we're going to turn straight.
All right, shout out to the MAV, to the medical attack vehicle, which is what your fire rescue is now called, the MAV. That's why I'm sitting behind the wheeled coach. Yeah. So we're heading to Las Vegas, people. Everything's still a go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going out there to network, you know, and just and basically set a precedent to the world. You know what I'm saying? You have to. You know, you got to start something, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was talking to Goofy Bone last night. I'm like, bro, even if we the only two motherfuckers there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have us just as natural-born fucking hustlers and bitches that like to party are going to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got you make an agenda. It ain't got to be no agenda. The agenda is the networking party. What else, goddamn, is it? I mean, what else you got to figure out? Networking and party. Okay, what else? That's it.
Sounds like a plan to me because what's the whole purpose?
Yeah, you're trying to overthinking anything else. You know what I'm saying? Anything else, you overthinking. Yeah, that's these little stupid motherfuckers in the goddamn turning lane, you dumb bitches. Get your ass out the fucking way.
In the left lane trying to turn right, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Man, with the ice, man, ain't got ice for a dollar. Where the hell you at? Yeah, left is cool outside and shit. I see them on each corner. Motherfucker got the ice coolers out here. Ain't even selling ice water. What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I would say, you know, special shouts out to the chat room, but it's so quiet out here on the airways today. Like everybody just got cut off. What blog thoughts cut the world off?
If anybody is on the bridge, you know what I'm saying, I do appreciate y'all hanging out, man. But right now we are super remote, and we in live in Hillsborough County, Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Got to let these goddamn trucks get the fuck out.
Special shout out goes out to Texas, to South Carolina, and my Duval clique, man, you know. Thank them for coming out, you know, checking out the show. I know it's a lot of them just be sitting back in the background, you know, enjoying themselves. But like I say, this is Wrecking the Game Radio, and you got my dog,
the CEO, the captain of the spaceship, DJ Smells So Good in Your Hood. So for all callers out there, go ahead and tune in and voice what you got to say.
Well, if you, right now we waiting on co-captain Bone to come back and turn this motherfucking show back on. But if not, you know, fuck it. I've been free balling this motherfucker since I turned this bitch on. So I guess I have to continue doing what I do.
Well, I guess we get a little commercial in there, huh?
Well, yeah, we did get a little commercial break. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the commercial break. Sponsored to you in part by whoever the hell that was on the commercial break. Yeah. See, I'm out of bubble gum. I ain't finna buy no juices. Motherfuckers keep talking about buying. All right, should I buy water or juices? Which one I'm supposed to buy?
Some juicy water.
Yeah, because water is universal. Shit. Let me give you some motherfucking water.
Yeah.
What's up, Papa? Hold on, people.
All right, I need a box of fuzz. Oh, okay.
As you can see, we're having technical difficulties on the Blog Talk show today. But like I say, you know, the show must go on. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be hosting this show until the wheels fall off. Don't forget those who are out there checking us out in Las Vegas. Don't forget Cali, you next. ATL, you next. Hey, back to FLA. You know how we do it.
1699. Let me see. 1717. I ain't got nothing. We'll stock up on pom-poms, motherfucker. You know, sit there and scream talking about, we don't like pom poms. Then the bitch, when you take it away, then the motherfucker won't talk about,
you ain't got no pom poms? Yeah, I heard that shit. Or then you get all these black and moms. Hey, you ain't tell me you had no black and moms.
Yeah.
Why would I count that shit? Well, goddamn, it's sitting right there. I got to tell you, everybody, damn. It looked like a black. It smelled like a black. What the hell is it?
White owl value pack, $61 for three boxes, but all the flavors of nigga that don't smoke.
Ain't that a bitch?
Well, except for the grape, ain't nobody gonna do no grape. The white grape and peach, yeah, but not that damn grape shit. Y'all fucked up the whole package with that. Fucked up the whole lot with that.
Hey, I ain't mad at them, because if it's all I got, that's what I'm working with.
Oh yeah. I sold them pom-poms last night for the buck a piece. Ooh, I wasn't even trying to have it.
Ain't no juice.
You smoking out your hand tonight, nigga. I don't give a shit. I got to have it.
Puff that blue. Except for,
except for Big Dog. You know, Big Dog come through. You know, he always, you know, he on one end there to get the VIP treatment and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I give it to him at the $2. I always keep the pom-pom $2 for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he hood. But if I don't know you, nigga, please, you under 18 to me. You got to pay full price.
That's right. And don't forget, white grape coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Hood favorite. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Yeah, the white grapes, you got some other shit down here. $12.99, but these for some damn true blunts. I don't know about that shit. 25 blunts. You get 20. Hell, nah. You don't make no money off of that. Sell them a dollar pop for me, you'll double your money, but you ain't gonna make no money off of it.
Let's see, what is it? I think it's, what is it? 52 a box, 62 a case, so it's 32 a case at 2 a pop?
Mm-hmm. That's
$60.
For who?
White grapes.
Oh, yeah. Well, nah, because what them white grapes running? I got to see how much.
$15, $14.99.
White Owl Full Cigarellos, $12.86. How much is that? How many you get, though? They don't say. See, that's like getting two for a dollar shit with them damn cigarellos. $12.86. To see, I might get them down two in a pack cigarillo. Let's see. Oh.
goddamn goofy bone. Don't touch this.
Goddamn warehouse been snowing in a bitch right now, like that. Damn, no help. Okay, the first time, man. I love it. Left your own stuff.
Huh.
Yeah, you do. See, he come in here, volunteer his free time and everything, didn't he? Turn around and they turn around and burn the man like that. He come in here, give him some free time and shit. You know, he ain't supposed to be working today.
Well, he better get back on the air because he sat out there until last night also. He got to go on and make up that shift.
Ellis, the number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. Announcement to.
What the hell is that?
The hell if I know.
Alright, hold on.
You are now in the queue.
Hello?
Terrible bitch.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Yeah,
hey, what's up, man?
What y'all doing, man? The world looking like I do.
What's up, man? I'm back, people. I had to go get some blunts.
Oh, that's what I'm doing right now. Stocking up.
Ain't that the truth? What's up, Smelly?
Man, getting ready to do what we do today. Actually, another day, shit. Only got a day till the countdown, people. One day to Las Vegas. One motherfucking day. I be flying out Friday, so. Damn. I'm good, man. I don't need no motherfucking receipt.
DJ smell good.
Nigga ain't trying to pay no motherfucking taxes anyway. What the fuck I give a damn about a receipt, but. Shit. Well, man, who on the line, goddammit? Somebody done beamed up on the
phone. Goofy Bone right here, people.
Yeah, this is Jay, man.
It's Jay?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
The hell is Jay?
And look, man, I went to that damn, to the Coco's last night, man. I heard one nigga that I want to hear again, man. I know you got this nigga, and I know you can play this nigga's shit, man.
Okay, Jay from Coco's last night. You introduced yourself to me?
No, man, I was in the crowd, man, sitting down listening to these cats doing their thing, man.
Okay.
And a nigga there's a nigga there. He had a song called "I'm from the City."
I know, nigga. That's Deuce. That's my motherfucking nigga. Shit.
That's his name.
Goddamn right. Hey, man. Hey, Goofy Bone. Like, listen. Let me tell you, Jay. What we do right here, man, this is an international motherfucking radio station. This shit ain't even local right now. They ain't even. I'm surprised as fuck that you even called in because I only have people from the 813 repping. You know what I'm saying? Which is through with me because I'm trying to get to the world. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody in Florida, goddammit. Get the fuck out and let's go goddamn to California and smoke they shit up. You know what I'm saying? Let's
ball
right over there.
Damn right.
So that's the concept that I'm on. So I got California on the line, my dog Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Got his own record company. Called Straight Low Records, you know what I'm saying, over in San Jose, California.
Man, he need to fuck with that boy Deuce, man. That boy Deuce, man, that was some nice shit that nigga be spitting, man.
Well, he was at the first show that, you know what I'm saying, the first time he performed, he was the only one besides the other white boy named Bobby Treacherous that I actually, you know, off top saved his music into my computer because I don't play CDs, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I uploaded that shit instantly. And so he don't even bring no CDs when he come and perform. He the only artist that don't bring no CDs besides my artist, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Janu. And that's the one that was hosted, you know what I'm saying? That's my artist. So, you know, hey, I got to give up to him. My dog doing his thing. He came and asked me. He was like, man, I got a bunch of music. He's like, but shit, I really only want to focus on one song. I said, that's all you supposed to fucking do. All these other motherfuckers running around here trying to throw
four goddamn mixtapes in your face and talking about I got an album coming out next month. You know what I'm saying? And you don't even know who the fuck they is. You know, that's pointless.
Yeah.
That is completely pointless. I mean, Evening Rider is a prime example of that. Evening Rider got a million mixtapes out, but you can't name one hot song, you know what I'm saying, that they pushing.
Exactly.
What's the hot song y'all pushing though? You feature everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But damn. Well, hold on. Let me get this dude song real quick though. Hold on. Hey, Goofy. What's up? You running the switch, right?
Oh, yeah, no, but I was at the bus stop kicking the CD down to a little fan right now.
Oh, look at this shit here. Maybe we trying to get some music on.
Motherfucker, I'm in my pajamas, and my hair's all thrown. That motherfucker and a group of chicks. Shit, they want a CD. I got to give it to them. Come on, brother.
Hey, well, okay. I got a song in the control room, and it's called Deuce. The dude's name is Deuce, and the song is called I'm From the City. And I promise.
Wait a minute, the guy's name's Deuce?
Deuce. Yeah, that's how I already know you're going to like him, you know what I'm saying, because his name's Deuce. So.
Where's he from?
He's from right here, baby. This is T-A-M-P-A thing, 81 Trey.
From Tampa? Shout out to Tampa, 81 Trey in the motherfucking house.
Yeah, he represents the beat. So he performed last night. I already uploaded his track. If you look down, it's D-U-C-E, Deuce, track called Deuce.
Okay, I want you to talk to that chick at the bus stop. She's got some big on the
86.2
right now.
Man.
Nah, she's going to
let y'all know, people. We do this shit.
All right, well, what's it called?
Man.
Deuce?
Deuce. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm telling you, y'all, this is a universal song. Every city can play this in their motherfucking hood. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like this song, because it's universal. It's got a universal appeal to it. I mean, he ain't saying Tampa, which I applaud him on that, too. You know what I'm saying? Because he can come anywhere and rep that motherfucker, bitch. I am the city, wherever you go.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I'm up on here, and I'm looking, and I don't see it.
Look for Deuce, D-U-C-E. It's all the alphabet going.
Okay, D-U-C-E.
Deuce.
I have dirty music, but I don't have no Deuce.
Yeah, the Deuce is, where is that? It's in lowercase. It's on today. I know it's on there. I know it's a lot of music, but it's on there. I just played it.
Hey, brother, I'm looking. Hey, you don't have it under anything else?
I don't think I did. I thought I just called it Deuce.
What's the name of the song?
City. I'm from the city. I'm from the city.
I'm from the city.
Triumphal bitch.
What about this one?
I'm rich, bitch.
Man, I'm looking, brother. I can't find this thing. I'm from the city. Yeah, the only D-U is dirty music.
Man, now see, when I cut my damn computer on, I bet you I'm going to see.
Hey, apologies, but this ain't my switchboard, so I don't know.
I got a million songs up there, song, bitch.
Apologies.
I know if you say
it's good, I know that gotta be damn good.
Yeah, I want to play that motherfucker though. I've been playing. I told him when he called in, I'm gonna play that motherfucker for him.
I'm going through every single song. So if I find it and I just put it on, just don't hang.
Right. To my boy. The boy, they're repping his hood, like I say. Since, you know, you can't find Deuce, I'm quite sure we're going to run across it. But we got a lot of hood stuff out here for everybody out here. So, hit us with something.
It's a lot of good music out there, man. It's a lot of funk up there, man.
That's right.
Hey, matter of fact, you see Grip on there, dude?
Grip?
Yeah.
Nah, I just see Goofy Bone, I see Government fuck up theme song, and Get a Girl Club.
Get it, Girl Club.
What the fuck is
Get
it,
Girl. Get Chick Girl.
Yeah, Get It Girl. That's Shiesty.
Yeah.
Song that's called Get It Girl.
That lady right there, boy, I tell you.
That's for all the ladies. That song there for
sorry,
all the ladies.
Sorry, everybody. I'm just pushing
it's
buttons.
Runner alert. It's runner alert.
I don't know.
I just pushed that.
I don't know if I'm pushing anything right. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, play something. It don't matter. I got to jump in and grab some ice. And then when I, about 15 minutes, y'all finna hear two thunders too.
Avery calling.
Oh, hell no, nah, bitch. You better get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, well,
shit.
Play on Avon around here. Get your ass out of here. You're lucky.
Here we go. This is Eric Moore right here, and this is Misunderstood. Let's do it.
Yeah, that was drugs came in and had everybody in the race.
Call but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga who calls you to see me. And like any lover who's been scorned, still, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly flame. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Yeah, we're back.
Eric Moore. Well, that motherfucker there, he a beast, boy. I got to tell him, boy. Yeah, Eric, he putting rappers on the fucking door. I don't give a damn what y'all motherfuckers.
Hey, 813-02-04, you're live.
Damn, boy, I hate uncourteous motherfuckers, man. Stupid bitch right here. Little dumbass bitch on the phone right here on the goddamn. Grandma, you finna get your ass cussed out if you don't let me out. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I get tired of these fucking motherfuckers, man. They see people trying to turn and shit. You got your blinkers on. Bitch wants to ease up. You know what I'm saying? To be rude and shit. People driving rude ain't going to get you nowhere on the motherfucking road. But somebody jumping out on you and throwing a motherfucking bottle of water at your motherfucking ass like I'm about to do this old stupid bitch in this Escalade. Dumbass bitch. Anyways, people. Hello, are we still live? Fucking disgruntled and shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what happened?
What's up?
Oh, shit. I thought everybody got cut off. Well, yeah, I'm going to get that deuce on for you. Hold on a second. Hey, Jay, this your first time hanging out down at Coco?
Yeah, man, I just came through that bitch, my nigga, last night. That nigga deuce right, boy.
Hey, lady, what the fuck? I can't get in? Stupid bitch, fuck you. It's your motherfucking ass whooped, old bitch. What's wrong with you? Sorry about that, people. I'm in traffic. I'm the wrong one to be behind, goddammit. Or in front of you fucking up.
I'll be back again next week, man, to check out that boy Deuce, though.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, and I will say one thing. Every time he come through, he keep it consistent. You feel me? He get up there and he handle his, man. He talk, I ain't going to say he talk a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? He just get up there and, nigga, he just let you know. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm Deuce. Nigga, recognize. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the city.
Yeah.
And I just like his message, you know what I'm saying? And he hungry, he about his, you feel me? I feel that he really about his. He really like what he trying to do, you know what I'm saying, and what he into. So that song is just a banger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got a fan
banger
right here. He got a fan right here. I like what he putting out.
Yeah, now, my nigga, Creep, he going to be another one now, the one with the click, clack, clack. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be another one that's on the up and rise, too, because Creep do his thing. Krim, now Krim is the nigga, the tall nigga that came out. I don't know if you ever seen him perform before. He this nigga, he'll come out. He got long dreads, wear glasses, and he carry around a championship wrestling belt.
Nah, I hadn't seen him.
Yeah. He's a real show in himself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's some talent, though, man. The Bay got some talent, dog. That's all I'm saying. We got talent, and the motherfuckers just sleeping on the talent and shit heavily. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
They can sleep all they want, but what that boy Duke's putting out, from what I'm hearing, man, that man, that really be, he really be getting it to him. I like that.
Yeah. And not no lies way. You feel me? Not like lies.
No, he
not like
him in the wrong.
You know, not talking that goon bullshit, even motherfucking, you feel me? Nigga, we don't use no goon shit around here in motherfucking Florida, period. Niggas don't even say goons and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So all you fuck fluky ass niggas come down here trying to get your own little lingo started and popping and shit, man, please. Nigga, we got that on lock already. You know what I'm saying? We got the slang already down here popping and shit. So let us do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Don't come down here with your confusion. Fake ass words. Let me get my motherfucking shit set up real quick, y'all. Hold on. Let me get this down. That phone might go there. Party time, where you at? Oh, shit. I'm going to need to use that nigga phone. All right. Y'all hold on, people. Let me know. All right. If I get disconnected, y'all got to hold on. I'm going to have to plug in and call right back in. Because my damn phone about to go dead. I already know that. Damn. Good for ball. Move.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn, we the only ones here. God damn, I need a damn goofy, hell. I need a party time cell phone. All right, but fuck it. We're going to work it, people. We're going to do what it does. Do what it fucking does. I damn sure want to play this motherfucking deuce, though. My first priority. If nothing else fails, god damn it, we're going to hear some motherfucking deuce. I know that. Shit. Fuck that. But the white boy, too, Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying, as far as hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, he really holds it down,
like
too.
I like his words,
you know what I'm saying?
I like Bobby Treacherous, too.
Yeah. Now, Reese, I'm going to have to, you know, that was the white dude that came up the first time, you know what I'm saying, with the glasses on, the dark boy. And I'm going to have to re-listen to him, though, because, I mean, last night was real fucked up just for the fact that the club doing that dumb shit of trying to cater to them old fuck-ass bullet-shot hoes, you know what I'm saying, trying to strip and shit. That's just the wrong fucking night for that, man. Give us that goddamn ending night, man. You know what I'm saying? Them hoes get the damn 6 nights fucking week and still don't make no motherfucking money. So, damn. You want to bring him in on a goddamn carry choking night and the open mic night? That's totally fucking backwards. And I get offended because these bitches motherfucking talking about you need to play some music. Bitch, I'm not catering to you hoes tonight. Tonight is not, you know what I'm saying, bullet shot whole night. Sorry, I don't cater to you bitches tonight. So, straight up, I play in the music. That's why I love Tuesday night. So that's what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got this radio show, because that's all I want to do is, you know what I'm saying, smash indie artist records, independent artists. Motherfuckers you ain't never heard. Yeah, Butt Scratch Sniff. Hell yeah. MC Butt Scratch Sniff. Well, I'm going to have that nigga, you know what I'm saying, debuting next week. Y'all don't know who he is, but you going to know what the fuck he is next week. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all this damn repetitious T.I., G.Z., and all this other fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing Tom G too goddamn much of one song. The man got a million fucking songs. Pop that one song, you spray problems to where everybody knowing about it, okay. You know what I'm saying? But damn, we got other talent here that can share that goddamn slot.
Damn,
that's
right.
All I'm saying.
Right.
Don't take nothing from them. Just damn, add something to them. You know what I'm saying? Give some. If you got this nigga in rotation and you done played his song 12 times in one day, that is called overplay. That is wrong, man. And they do that, though. They do that shit. You can't tell me you ain't heard this shit at least two times every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
That's overplay, bro. That's overplay. I don't even need that much attention to the song. I just need 1 week of heavy rotation. And then the next week, bitch, I don't give a damn. You play that motherfucker once a week. Because if they ain't requesting it by then that's telling you something about the song.
Exactly.
They should by then they should be, you know, calling in. Damn, man, I ain't heard that John New. I ain't heard that Tom G. I ain't heard that in a while. You know what I'm saying? Play that shit. That's when you know motherfuckers is requesting it. That's when you know that it's a hot song. You know what I'm saying? And that you know people gonna vibe to it. If not, it don't matter. You can play Stanky Leg a million fucking times like they done tried to do, and I still hate that fucking song. You know, I hate the fucking song. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? And when niggas come out with these old, just whatever fad songs and shit. You know, like Ron Brown trying to jump on the auto-tune shit and fucked it up for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because of T-Pain, who did his thing first. But then you got all these biters, dick biters, you know what I'm saying, that want to come around.
Yeah. You got to ride your own dick.
Like, is that Santa Claus?
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's crossed, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the church for the play organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison. Beat my dick. You don't snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the rich. I ain't scared to die. I'm a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round here, me don't need all them niggas round here. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with guns. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of my fucking like Trick Daddy Polo. Kidnapping, bitch trapping, go home like ain't shit happening. Bad guy, really good guy. Step on my toes, yes, I'm a good guy. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Don't talk to me like that, nigga. Stay right here, I'll be right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that, nigga. Don't care who he is, I'll fight that, nigga. Ain't gonna be fair. Like a bitch, I kick, bite, and pull hair. I don't give a fuck. I'ma try everything before I let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nil. Pull out my fire and dare me a nil. I got a plane that'll tear me a nil. Chicken with the chain, don't fear no nigga. On the street ain't a referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it to the right beat. Plays unlike me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I scrape you, I drop you.
Like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. Come on. Yeah. Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Throw your smoke in the air. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent, yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant, you could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge, and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. Y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know, I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party.
The
shots already started.
What?
I'm already retarded.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta be the hardest.
Nah.
Shit, I'm not even an artist.
Nah.
You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories, all I need is three shorties. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah, what's really up in here?
Yeah,
close to the what's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house, we're getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous.
Let's get it on like Marvin. Pass that baton and I'm going in. Do yourself a favor, get your towel, now throw it in. Respect maybe step to the side. Yeah, I know it did. L goes out, no doubt. I'm about to blow again. Dance floor, hit him in the head, something fierce. Don't label me a rapper, I am artist of the year. I am hottest you will hear. And this is not debatable. Sun cannot stop me, this is not attainable. Come to 617, you are not capable. Turn them into victims, trying to tame a raging bull. At the rate I'm going, I'm gonna be the most hateable. This a true story, short. It's something like paid in full. You know what they say, oh you got a record deal, they must be giving those away. Hey, don't get hot, cause your boyfriend got a couple pairs of my panties in the drawer with his socks. Stop, you wasn't around and it was going down, well, he was going down. You know me and you know the style, so please know that I'll take your smile and flip it round. You huff and puff while I'll blow the down. Clown, just put your nose on while I put the flows on. Everywhere I go, you know that it goes on. The fuel to the fire, now watch me flame. No shade, but before anything, I gotta get paid. Uh-huh. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't. I smoke the kind of dank that'll make poor faint. So pick up, man, the caller's on the line. You know, it's live before you even come inside. And when you guard me, there ain't no weak side. I am the original, you better get it right.
Together stepping up to me. Guess who? I got chicks trying to sound like me,
but they can't know why.
I am the original.
I
got chicks trying to sound like me, but they wait.
Yo, Janu, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you the mixer yet?
You're a DJ.
Everybody gon' drop. I'm feeling that shit. New kid on the block. Don't feel so fine.
shit still hot. Boy, give me that goose, a Patron on the rock. I hit the club with the ice and them hoes gon' jive. Killing that shit, why the bass gon' drop? Got them shaking their ass and their bones gon' pop. Dying ass hoes, chilling by the bar. We started throwing cash, yeah, bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so bumping on bang.
I got him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love Jones. You say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so for extreme, I have to say I can dig it. You can put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, being super deep. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. I wanna enter my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on them. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all in God's time.
That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Her girl, take it on down. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Her girl, take it on down. Low with it, 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 low with it. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Back, do a show for the lowest guarantee to be fast. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Her girl, take it on down.
Yo, what's up, world? This your boy, DJ Party Time. I'm breaking the game in the tank. If you want to come follow your boy, Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Snell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map, we doing big things.
On track.
Fresh, head on tech. Keep a bad bitch, got sights on deck. Ride in the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the bevel got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics. My charm so icy, like a ball, my chain so heavy. The haters don't like me, really give a you fuck. Can get it, I get it if you gon' stack your paper.
Crazy that my wrist so cold.
Pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, yeah, nigga, hoes on me like fleas. Black full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, low, scared. I ain't trippin', need more haters, matter of fact. I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit the strip club, hoes in my clique, get loud. I don't make it rain, or I'm catching.
wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so full? Is it that I got a good dough? And I got a struggle no more. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me.
Fresh day, bitch, nigga, free. You would never catch me where a bitch, nigga, be. Blood type G. Player hit a negative. Like, it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger. Sharp as a dagger. Tell it how it is. I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept. See for yourself. Different bear kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice. Might be some gators. I like what I'm saying. And you might be a hater. White navigator. V10 engine. White plate sitting on a whole lot of inches.
Is it ever rich so cold?
If I
hand in hand, partner for the shoes with the swoops. Fast forward, now I gotta have the keys to the coupe. Make you niggas face ball like they just smell my poot. I get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that train, folks. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else, I get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that train, folks. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else. Verse 2, do Lou. If I don't do nothing else, if you're hating on this, go ahead and kill yourself. Ain't nobody give it to me, had to get it myself. Pardon me, pause the beat, cause I'm feeling myself. Okay, now I'm back to take the game, so get ready, folks. See, I'm what happened when Arm & Hammer mixed with Coke. They know me in the bank, and they love me in the street. Paparazzi flashing, I just gonna throw the three. What up, my nigga, three? I'm just being me. Won't static, not a dog, you're barking up the wrong tree. Get it out, cause my goons is known to carry heat. And I'm going hard if I don't do nothing else. Emmett Smith on the 750, just like Mike Epps. I'm a trait folk, nigga, go ahead and take the picture. If you're into getting money, then I can get with you. And I'm killing this thing like my bloodline. Hit like get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that trait folk. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else, I get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that trait folk. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else. Hey, sour apple Corvette.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the Bowlers. And this is for the Shakolas. This is for the Thugs. And this is for the Thug X. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life. As I puff, puff, pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, wee, the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing like shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack powder and pills selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's short. No. You can keep that to yourself, and that's for sure. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
My niggas just stop by, listen to with that a fresh is. Roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise. So stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Fire. Step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, don't pass it to me if it's short. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast. Pass the blunt. On
on this remix, and we coming out with a Pass the Drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoss, or you can roll it in Phyllis. You can roll it in White Owl, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. So pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to pop up, it's time to pop up. Nothing but something from the earth.